There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Sheba the Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. We've got dozens and dozens of texts coming in on that Wikipedia segment.
That's why we didn't mention it. Fake account about...
No. You didn't hear what I just said.
Oh, nope. Oh, the Wikipedia account. Yeah.
A lot of Cookie fans that were very embarrassed by your effort.
There you go, Pete.
But
we don't have breaking news.
I had the store-bought ones. I don't remember the Girl Scout ones. I love the Girl Scout cookies. I just don't remember the names.
Thin Mints and Tagalongs are
Thin Mints, you're right. I should have got Thin Mints.
Commonly known cookies on Earth.
I mean, you got your Samoas.
Samoas.
That's a really
good cookie.
That's the one with the chocolate and the caramel. Yes.
Well, it's also got coconut.
A little bit of coconut. Yes, I would have forgot the name.
I would have forgiven that. But you got to know Thin Mint. I mean, that's just out of the box.
No excuse for not knowing Thin Mint. Totally agree.
864 says I'm screaming in my car right now. Marilyn Mike.
I got
Tag
Oreo.
I got chocolate chip.
I got Chip Ahoy. Anyway, what do you want from me?
This is a tragedy, according to another one. Anti-Jameis Bucks guy says, who the hell is this Bob guy?
I was so excited for today's topic. Like most of the time I go through, I always look up like what national day it is. I look up birthdays, and I saw yesterday actually that today was National Cookie Day.
Yes.
And I said, easy. I don't even need to look stuff up online.
Yeah.
Captain Farter says, Pete not knowing the name of Snickerdoodle is way worse than Chris not watching any movies they harass him. No, it is not.
No, I might agree.
Yes.
I might agree.
No, it is not.
I concur.
Victory.
I don't know why Snickerdoodle has anything to do with cinnamon sugar.
What are you talking about? It's called. Very commonly
I've known it since
thing.
I was 3 years old.
I don't remember that. I just remember, hey, what kind of cookie is that? Oh, it's a cinnamon sugar cookie. Oh, I love those. Great. I'll have one.
Snickerdoodle.
Okay. I believe you. I hear Snicker
anything.
Yeah, but
cinnamon sugar is fine.
When I hear Snicker anything, I think of Snickers.
All right. So we don't have breaking news like we thought.
No, it was fake news.
It was a fake
account. News about it. However, if you look at Missouri football, and it is trending that
Jim McElwain.
Jim McElwain, former Florida Gator coach, was trending earlier in the day. No announcement there.
He is coaching in the MAC championship game this week against the Miami of Ohio.
Okay.
Saturday afternoon.
Now, I do have a little bit of breaking news in that the Rays have broken off talks with the city of Montreal.
Really?
Yeah. They're just going to ride it out and stay somewhere here on the west coast of Florida. So there's that. And then if you're just tuning in, before the hour is up, something fun tonight on Discovery Channel is the debut of a new crazy show called Man versus Bear. Man, think about that. Mm-hmm. Man versus Bear. Is this a three-part series?
I don't know what this is. We're going to find out tonight together. 9 o'clock Discovery Channel.
Well, we're going to find out even sooner at 5:30 because Paulina Bright is one of the contestants. It'll be Woman versus Bear, but the show's called Man versus Bear.
Like, they do tug of war with bears.
Are these trained bears?
Yeah, I think so.
That are used to
tug of war? Can I ask you something?
Why? Yeah, but
Why climb a mountain? Because it's there?
Let me ask you this.
Why not? I'm with Chris on this one.
Well, that's the thing.
I mean, when I get bored with North Carolina and Ohio State, I'm flipping over to this thing.
Actually, North Carolina UNC doesn't start till 9:30 tonight.
Oh, no, I'm watching.
Perfect. So we'll watch this man/woman versus bear on Discovery at 9 o'clock tonight, but we'll talk to Paulina Bright about it at 5:30.
Wayne in the Cape says that I bet Pete could win a booze category. I believe we've done that with Pete, and he did very well.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind.
Overruled said the amount of confidence Pete had answering the cinnamon sugar cookie was the best. No, because it's usually, like you say, what did you say? The first question that he didn't get was...
Oh, no, what do you call a cinnamon sugar?
Yeah, so I thought that was one of your trick questions with cinnamon sugar.
I don't give any trick questions here.
No, you know what I mean.
Especially not to the contestant, maybe to you.
Oh, but
it was embarrassing. There's no way around it. And yes, if it were an alcohol segment, Pete would probably go 10 for 10. I have no doubt.
I just look. What the guy says? Look, where's that guy? I'm from Grand Poobah. I'm from Western Michigan. I have never heard of a Snickerdoodle. I think I've heard of it. I just don't associate it with cinnamon sugar cookies. I'm sure I've had boxes. I've seen it. And I just, cinnamon sugar cookies are cinnamon sugar cookies. I didn't know they had a fancy name.
It's not fancy.
Well,
it's
Snickerdoodle. Snicker means candy.
No, it doesn't.
It
does not.
It does.
Snicker's not a word. Actually, Snicker, it'd be laughing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
I'm looking it up.
To snicker?
I want to see when this originated.
Hey, stop snickering. Yeah. It's a word.
Exactly.
Snickerdoodle cookies.
Between Snickergate and Beargate on the show today, it's time now.
It was a tough hour.
It was a long 4 o'clock hour.
It was a tough
hour. But we made it through.
We got through it.
Time for a SportsCenter rundown at 10 minutes past the hour, maybe nine. Here's Chris.
Nine.
This SportsCenter update is brought to you by Mortgage Warehouse. For home loans in Southwest Florida, contact Mortgage Warehouse. No closing cost programs, refinance or purchase loans, free pre-approvals. MortgageWarehouse.com.
All right, a lot happening locally this evening out at Fort Myers High School is the Rotary South All-Star Football Game. 99.3 ESPN, we're going to have coverage starting at 6:30 this evening. FGCU men are in action tonight, traveling across the alley to take on FIU at 7 o'clock. That game's not on ESPN+. Kind of strange. Everblades there in Jacksonville taking on the Icemen. Coverage starts 6:45 on our sister station, 770 AM WJBX. And don't know the final score, but FGCU women were beating the snot out of Houston today.
All right, yeah. Here's the thing that, okay, so this is, so Snickerdoodles are often referred to as sugar cookies. However, the traditional sugar cookies are often rolled in white sugar, whereas Snickerdoodles are rolled in a mixture of white sugar and cinnamon. So there it is. I've had, you know, that's what.
A sugar cookie and a snickerdoodle are two completely
different cookies.
Because it's white sugar and cinnamon as opposed to just
There's not even sprinkled sugar on a sugar cookie. It's just the basis of the plain cookie. And sometimes you can frost them, and sometimes you don't need to frost them.
You don't frost sugar cookies.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Frost sugar cookies.
Many people do.
FGCU beat Houston. No. The women did 57-45 today.
Thank you. Clear that up.
Premier League Wednesday fixtures.
How about that? Three goals in the Man U Tottenham game. Leicester wins by two, and Liverpool wins by three.
That would be Shazam.
And in real sports, in real sports, college football poll came out. Top four still the same. Utah 5, Oklahoma 6. Eli Manning's going to start for the Giants.
Fun fact.
We've got Cam Newton having surgery. And finally, the Rockets got screwed last night when James Harden dunked a ball. True. And the officials thought he missed it, and he didn't. And they're thinking about replaying the game.
April, don't care.
There you go.
Snickerdoodle, a very common cookie in the U.S., as you know, relatively unknown in other countries. The cookie is common to Mennonite and Amish communities and was a favorite, Craig, of the great Indiana poet. Can you name him?
I don't know of any famous Indiana poets.
James Whitcomb Riley.
Oh.
James Whitcomb Riley, American writer, poet, best-selling author during his lifetime. He was known as the Hoosier poet and the children's poet for his dialect works and his children's poetry. Mom probably read something to you. His poems tend to be humorous or sentimental. Of the approximately 1,000 poems, how do you not know James Whitcomb Riley?
And he knew what a snickerdoodle was.
It's his favorite cookie.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
6'3" says Pete is going to defend the snickerdoodle thing to the death. Yeah, this is a losing argument for you. It's shocking.
No, I agree. I know. I grant you that.
I'm just saying.
Sorry.
People are talking.
I'm more pissed about the Thin Mint. Should have at least got that.
That was a layup.
That was a layup. I blew it. I missed the bunny. I blew the bunny.
I missed the bunny.
I missed the
bunny. Couldn't give you the other word of the cookie. What's the mint cookie?
What's the thin mint cookie?
What's the mint cookie that's not thick?
That's not
shortbread cookies. I almost came up with that one. I almost said that. Those are real good. Shortbread cookies are good.
No, Kusher's Caddy, you got it wrong. He said, Pete is right. You can frost a sugar cookie. No, Pete is wrong.
I know you can.
You do frost a sugar cookie.
They're awesome. You don't need the frosting on a sugar cookie.
Well, some people feel that way, but
no.
They're better frosted than not frosted. That's why you make a sugar cookie is to then put
frosting
on it.
No, you can always make a frosted cookie.
No, I'm with Pete on this one.
Yeah, that's. I don't like frosting on my cookies, very rarely.
Sarasota Charles, Pete is going to die on that cinnamon sugar cookie hill.
No. It's called the Snickerdoodle Hill.
That's fine. I like snickerdoodles. Poet and Craig would never know it.
Yep.
I don't know where to go now.
All right, guys.
That is a three-team parlay Shazam. Thank you, Chris.
For those that don't know, soccer, I did not partake.
Bullish of you. Think about what you could have
won. I don't put Skittles on soccer.
Loser.
All I can do is predict it's going to be 1-0 or 2-1.
Wrong. And all it was 2-1
well,
in one game.
It was
4-2.
Shocker. 5-2.
That's right. They scored again.
Yeah.
So there's sports tonight. Eric Spoelstra out for the Heat in Boston. Game two of a back-to-back there.
Yeah. The Celtics are a
5.5-point favorite. Yeah. Last I looked about an hour ago.
Yeah. I think I'd take the Celtics on that one.
I would agree with that.
A very compelling matchup with the Lakers on the road against the Jazz.
Miami Heat.
That's a tough call to take the Celtics. Teams can't play back-to-back nights. I mean, despite
they went to overtime last night against a good Toronto Raptors team. Head coach isn't there.
Who is the coach now tonight for the Heat in place of Spoelstra?
I'm not sure who's
Juwan Howard.
Who's the lead bench coach? Miami Heat are 15-5 this season. The Celtics are 14-5. So the Celtics at one point were 10-1, 11-1.
They haven't lost at home yet this year.
They started off red hot.
Yeah. They did. In fact, right now the Celtics are 7-0 at home. The Bruins are undefeated at home, I think, at 12-0-4. And I'll give you a stat you're going to love. Excuse me.
Yes.
But you will love this stat.
Okay.
This is why the Chiefs are in trouble.
Chiefs?
Yes.
Thought we were talking NBA.
Yeah, we are. But, I mean, get this. When Tom Brady when Julian Edelman played together.
Had to sneak in a Tom Brady stat while we're in the middle of an NBA conversation.
When they played together in a game that they both play in.
They're 0-1 in their last one.
10 years and 2 months at home. At home. In 10 years and 2 months at home, when both of them play in the same game together, they are 42-0. That's 3,713 days. That is an amazing stat. You can say what you – that's an amazing stat. See you, Kansas City.
I'd rather talk about the NBA.
I'm trying to find who's coaching tonight. That's a great stat. How do you not love that stat?
Pete's in his own world.
How do you not love that stat?
You want a stat?
Sure.
Games where Tom Brady and Julian Edelman play, in their last three, they have a losing record.
Yes. Losers.
That's not true. They're 2-1.
All right.
Philadelphia, Dallas, and then Houston.
Oh, okay. Sorry, they're 500 in their last four.
Yeah. That's not 2-1,
is it? Those 4 weeks ago.
That's not 2-1,
is it? No, it's not.
Hey, you know when Tom Brady and Julian Edelman play in the last five days? They're 0-1. They've never won.
Longer than that, the last 8 days. 9 days.
Didn't they just play on Sunday night?
No, that's what I'm saying, but you can go back to Friday, Saturday, all those days.
It's a drought.
So getting back to college football.
There's no getting back to college football. We were talking about the NBA. You threw in your random Tom Brady stat. There's not going back to college football. College football was not discussed this hour. Okay. Except when
NBA.
I quickly ran down the rundown.
I'm
more concerned with what the NBA officials are going to do about the last 7 minutes of the Rockets-Spurs game last night, when James Harden clearly made a dunk, and then the ball bounced through the net and bounced upward, and they said he didn't make the basket.
Back over the rim, bouncing off. I would have given the Rockets a 104-89 lead. Instead, the Rockets got outscored 46-31 the rest of the way, lost by two in double overtime.
The NBA is literally considering replaying the last 7 minutes of that game.
More probable than not, that's probably what's going to happen. It happened before, December 19th of 2007, Miami at the Atlanta Hawks. Hawks unofficially won 117-111 no T, but the official score incorrectly ruled that Shaq fouled out, so they had to replay the final 51.9 seconds when the two teams met next, which happened on March 8th.
Not 7 minutes and 50 seconds, though.
No.
Yeah. Right, that's
time,
my point.
Yeah,
here.
Except but the point here is by that time, Miami had traded Shaq to Phoenix. It was the primary reason they replayed the game was happening in the first place.
Nice.
The official final score was Hawks 114-111. With no one scoring in the replayed 51.9 seconds, the original game, not the replayed one, was the final game of Alonzo Mourning's career after injuring his knee.
Nice. Zo.
Now look at this. Bring it. 1982, Lakers at Spurs. Ironically, it was the Spurs who filed a protest in the game against the Lakers. They unofficially lost 137-132 in double OT. Lakers' Norm Nixon at the free throw line and pump faked, causing players from both teams to move into the lane. A double lane violation was called and ruled a jump ball. Lakers won the jump ball. Nixon made the game tying shot to send the game into OT. The final 3 seconds were replayed on April 13th with the Spurs leading 116-114. Nixon at the line shooting one. San Antonio won the game 117-114. Now there's two other ones. 1978, Nets at 76ers. If there was a stat,
Dr. J.
A stat for the wildest box score in NBA history, this would be it. You're not going to believe this. The game was replayed from the 5 minute and 50 second mark in the third quarter.
Wow.
Third quarter. On after referee Richie Powers began assessing a barrage of technicals, notably giving Bernard King his third, as well as Nets coach
that
Kevin
dude
Lowry.
Score.
Kevin Bernard was Kevin Lowry a third, which is obviously against the rules. He got three technicals. The league suspended the ref for 5 games. The replayed game game happened after the trade deadline, in which both teams made a big trade with the other. As a result, Eric Money, Harvey Catchings, and Ralph Simpson are each credited with playing in the game for both teams. Money is credited for scoring in the same game. The 76ers won the game. And then finally, in November 6th, 1969, Hawks at Bulls. Hawks lead the game 124-122. And the Bulls' Tom Burwinkle tied the game with a second left, but the officials could not come to a conclusion as to whether the shot got off in time and simply ruled the game over, disallowing the basket.
Game over.
The NBA later came to a conclusion that the basket was good. The teams replayed the game with 1 second left on the clock, and the Hawks won 142-137 in overtime.
Not going to do much in 1 second. Now, I got a question. Oh, you mentioned Shaq. So last night on TNT, and this happened about 1 a.m., they were doing the TikTok challenge, which I don't know what that is, but I've read about it. It keeps popping up on social media. Does anybody know what the TikTok challenge is? And then they were like throwing eggs around in the studio as part of it. And then Charles Barkley, just out of the blue, fired a fastball at Shaq's head with an egg and broke it over his forehead. It's hilarious.
Was
video.
It real? I didn't see.
Yes, it was.
It wasn't hard boiled.
No, it was raw.
Oh, it was raw. Oh,
yeah,
Lord.
Raw egg all over Shaq's head. But as part of the TikTok challenge, which I don't know what it is, but I see it coming up on social media and it's trending. So I got to learn what this is now. While I try and figure it out in the meantime, let's go to the phones. 239-337-ESPN. Here's a friend, Randy in Lehigh. Randy, you're on with Sheeman and Shepherd. How are you?
What's up, Randy?
I just want to be part of that fabulous 5 o'clock hour, so I thought I'd call him a little later today.
Thank nice. You, man. Thank you.
Nice. What's happening?
What's going on, my brothers? How are we doing?
Doing fantastic. Beautiful.
All right, all right. Got two things for you. I lied to Chris. Chris, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I thought of something else.
Lied to Chris.
That's okay.
It's all right.
All right. My goal is one day to see some of the major schools in the, Conference USA. Well, not, they're not major. ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, all these things like that. So the first question is, of all the places you guys have gone, and you know I'm an SEC homer, but of all the places you guys have been fortunate enough to go to, who's got the most obnoxious fan base of anybody? Is it Florida? Is it Alabama?
Florida Gators.
Hang on.
Obnoxious just like good, like just crazy?
You're talking about...
No, I'm talking about condescending arrogance, you know.
Ohio State.
North Carolina.
No, you're talking about what sport are we talking about?
Tar Heel.
Football.
Oh, football?
Football. Strictly just of the Power Five schools?
Yes.
Buckeye fan.
No, you know what? I'll tell you, Michigan's going to be up there.
No, they're not obnoxious.
Oh. What?
They're quite cool.
They're very condescending, though.
Oh, they're very condescending. Mm. I think Ohio State fans can be condescending.
Yeah.
Purdue.
Not Purdue.
I'll
tell you one. It's not the Notre Dame. Oh, my God.
Okay.
It doesn't get worse than that.
Yeah,
the sun rises and sets.
I'm a Catholic, but I stopped rooting for them.
Yeah, I'm Catholic too, but that's why I root for the Hurricanes.
I work at the Home Depot on 41 there behind Bahama Breeze.
Yeah.
And every time I look up, some guy's walking in there with an Ohio State shirt on.
Oh, they're all over the place.
Where are you people coming from?
Ohio. Honestly, Randy, I think in Southwest Florida, at least in our there's more Ohio State fans down here, I think, than almost any other fan base. It's unbelievable.
I'm starting to believe that.
It is unbelievable how many there are. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the other one.
Yes.
Now, do you guys think that I'm crazy? Pete, where'd you go to college?
I didn't. I went to 1 year and junior college, and I went to
Connecticut
broadcasting
school. Of broadcasting?
I went to Connecticut School of Broadcasting, top of my class, Hall of Fame.
Don't knock my man. It's fair.
Yes,
okay.
I work for
Chris,
a living. I didn't go around caravanning, gallivanting.
Couple
around,
places.
Drinking
Chris,
beer.
Yeah, Chris is complicated.
I went to Alabama and FSW.
Okay, and Craig, where did you go?
Indiana University.
All right, so let me ask you this: do you think I hear that SEC fans are nuts for rooting for another school?
Mm-hmm.
So I got two possibly in there this time, Georgia and LSU.
Yeah.
I'm going to root like hell for LSU.
Yeah.
I can't root for Georgia.
Well, can I mention something? Because I tell you, one of the most cool things I've seen in sports, when I was at a BCS championship game in New Orleans, it was LSU versus Ohio State, and they weren't chanting LSU. They were chanting SEC, SEC.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that happened.
Those
yeah.
schools have so much pride in that
it
conference.
Means more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's amazing.
Well, that's what I do think. I'm wondering if there's there's still a brotherhood there that exists, you know? And I do think, I know Alabama fans would never root for Auburn. They'd rather see them lose. But I told you, there was.
You know, it was tough one year. Auburn,
thank you, Randy.
Auburn played Ohio State in a national. Or no.
You got to root for Auburn.
Ohio State? Who did Cam Newton beat in that national championship
Oregon.
Game? It was Oregon.
Oregon.
You're
yeah.
right. It was Oregon. Yeah. No, it was Florida playing Ohio State with
yes.
Tebow. That's what it was.
Yeah.
It was tough.
And they were dogs. Florida's underdogs.
But that's when, yeah. like, especially living down here, those two fan bases, when they're good,
yeah.
they're obnoxious.
Sure. Yeah.
And it's fine. I get it. I understand why you are obnoxious. You pound your chest when you're really good.
All right,
every school's going
to
do it.
Let's squeeze this in real quick. We got a break. We got a guest on the other side. Sean wants to talk Giants. Go ahead. You're on with Sheeman and Shepard.
Hi, Sean.
How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, so I know yesterday I saw him breaking news for the Giants was that Steve Tisch was talking about changing some things during the offseason, which I'm pretty sure means Pat Shermer's going like I've been hoping all mm-hmm. you know season to you guys. So I'm hoping that's true that Steve Tisch is going to get rid of Pat Shermer.
Yeah.
What are the chances you think Giants would go with Ron Rivera over Jason Garrett if Dallas lets Jason Garrett go?
I think it's a strong possibility.
It's possible. It's very possible.
They would be reunited.
Is Jason Garrett really going to be in that much demand?
No.
I mean, Jerry Jones says, yeah, he'll definitely be coaching.
No, when yeah, but if you're Dave Gettleman, you've hired the guy once.
Yeah.
He hired him in Carolina, right? It wasn't Herney, and then Gettleman came
I
in.
Think
and,
so.
I think it was Gettleman
yeah.
who hired him at
and Rivera
Carolina.
Got to a Super Bowl, and Garrett did.
Yeah, it's worked before. I mean, I think that is the perfect match right there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty mm-hmm. cool. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got a guest coming up. It's Paulina Bright. It's part of Discovery Channel's tonight. On Discovery Channel tonight is the debut of a show called Man vs. Bear. Yeah, it's
awesome.
Pretty interesting. So we're going to check that out. We're going to talk to her. And also, don't forget, on Tuesday, we're going to be broadcasting live outside from the Walmart parking lot here in Estero on Estero Parkway in 41, collecting bikes, toys, all this stuff for Toys for Tots. Got 800 bikes last year. We're going to try and top it here this year. That's next Tuesday's show. Come on by and make a donation. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. All right, this sounds really intriguing. Tonight on Discovery Channel, got a new series premiering at 9 o'clock called Man versus Bear. Yes, think about that for just a second. One of the contestants is Paulina Bright. She joins us right now to talk about this. This is fascinating. Paulina, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hi, Paulina.
What is going on? Hi, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Are you nuts?
It's one of those things where you think either you're crazy or stupid or adventurous. It's kind of a little bit of a mixture of both.
Now, these are against, like, real grizzly bears, right? Are they trained in any way, or are they wild? How does this work?
Here's the deal. These bears live on a sanctuary. They're not in any kind of cages. They're not in anyone's home. They're not pets. These are real bears. We're told, like, don't scream at the bears. Don't yell at the bears. Don't get frightened. If you feel like you need to get frightened, then step away, take you. So these bears, they're not like, they're nothing that you've actually seen. They have that wild in them, and it's really, really cool to see because they have this presence that's just like, it's absolutely crazy. But they're, as far as training goes, they know what they necessarily need to kind of do, whether it's tug of war, grab the rope, pull. Like, they don't see anything else other than that, and they don't know anything else other than that. So you really are going against a 1,400-pound grizzly bear that still has all of its instincts intact. Crazy.
Yeah, so like all the challenges based on the bear's natural instincts as well as predatory skills and actions, whether it's engaging in a, like you said, tug of war, using brute force to roll giant logs. And I know the names are Bart, Honey Bump, and Tank. Have you become attached to any one of them or all three?
Oh, my gosh. So, okay. So the bears come out and they have this personality about them because once you understand that you're safe, you start to calm down as far as, like, nerves go, I guess.
Yeah.
So as soon as the bears come out, your nerves calm. You start to understand their personalities. Like, Tank is an absolute goofball when it came to the eating challenge. Honey Bump, she was, like, they hosed her down to make her look really, really fearsome. But she loved the hose, mm-hmm. and she loved getting all wet, just like any of our dogs.
Yeah.
And then Tank, or Bart, he was probably actually my favorite, because Bart had this personality where it's like, he knew his challenge, he knew what he had to do, but he had this, like, goofball thing about him. To see a 1,400-pound animal have this goofball sense is just like, you're looking at a spectacle. It was like, I can't find the words to actually describe it, but you're watching this bear do these things and do these challenges, and it like puts you in awe. So Bart probably got the better of me.
Now, wow. Paulina, what do you do for a living, and how did you get to the point where you're going to put that aside and I'm going to go take on grizzly bears on national TV?
So I'm a sports therapist, right? So I deal with athletes on a daily basis. Like, every single day I'm dealing with different injuries, different stuff going on. So I see the physical side of what athletes do, whether it's weightlifting, MMA, all this kind of stuff. I see what they put their bodies through, and I have to understand different kinds of sports based on that. And when it came to training, though, I have too many hobbies to actually mention. I do archery, I do weightlifting, training for bodybuilding competitions. We do endurance races and things like that. There's never like a dull moment. We don't have this like dead time when it comes to binge watching shows or anything like that. We're always physically active. I'm always doing something. And my parents were always the same way. They were bodybuilders. They were martial artists. They did tons of stuff. So it was one of those things. It was a lifestyle. It was never like a choice.
Yeah.
So when I got approached, I was like, okay, well, time to put all this stuff to the test, of course.
Right.
But against the bear. I mean, you know, reading your bio here, you went from bow hunter to elite level archer. You finished second in the Red Bull Archers Paradox. So you're like a combination of Black Widow and Hawkeye in the
you're an Avenger.
In the Avengers, right? That's what you are.
To get my Marvel movie contract. That's really all this is about, you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, you don't do anything at a mediocre level, and you don't do anything, you know, just for fun. You always try and push yourself to the next level. You always see these people on like Instagram, Facebook, just absolutely pushing themselves, and it's one of those things where you try and do that, especially as a parent. You try and make yourself the best version of you, basically. So when it came to hunting and archery, I love to hunt. I love to shoot my bow. So I started competing, and it brought me to a whole new level in my game, especially even with endurance and stuff. Started running, a couple miles isn't enough. Start doing 5Ks, start doing 10Ks. When it comes to, like, loving climbing trees, you go into bouldering gyms, and you start to learn how to actually rock climb. And it's one of those things. You're always looking for the next level and stuff. And this is kind of like, this show is the absolute, like, top-tier level. How far can you go? How high can you reach?
It's the premiere tonight on Discovery Channel, Man versus Bear. Paulina Bright will be taken. Now, we know they're the three bears we just talked about. How many other, like, humans are you competing against to try and be better than? How does this work? How many series does this go on Discovery? Can you explain that part?
Right. So I believe it's an 8-part series. And what's going to happen is that there's three contestants. I, along with two other people, in my case it was Ira and Steve, two absolutely great guys, and we go against this bear in the same kind of challenge. So you're a human facing other humans facing a bear. And that's the logistics. You have to kind of like take all of these factors into consideration. And every episode, you're seeing new people with new strengths and talents go up against this bear. If you're sitting in a circle and everybody comes across these questions, these random questions that are just like, hey, you think you get out with a bear? Or, hey, you think you're stronger than a bear? Or, hey, do you think you could do this? Like, we're putting that to the test, basically, in every kind of aspect, whether it's like a 100-pound girl or a 300-pound bodybuilder. You're using every episode as a different person, and you're seeing if any kind of person can actually stand up against this bear. It's pretty wild when you see it in person.
All right, now, you're a native of Bloomington, Illinois, and you know, as you said, your parents were very accomplished athletes, both of whom were in contention to compete in the Olympics. What do they think of this? And I don't know if you have any brothers or sisters, but your immediate family, what do they think of all of this, especially your parents?
Holy cow. So this is one of those things you don't tell the parents until after it's done. You just say that you're going on a vacation, that you need to, you're taking a little break for a few days, and then you come back, and then you let them know that you lived and you survived and that you went through all of this stuff. It was too cool to actually say, because when other people hear, hey, I'm going to go do a competition against bears. They're like, what? Excuse me? They ask a million different questions. They say you're crazy. You shouldn't be doing this. Like, you mention it to anyone else, and they have this face that's just, like, in absolute shock and awe. And it's pretty cool to see. So I didn't mention anything to my family until after I was done.
Yeah.
Because they would have said the same thing. At, like, how crazy and stupid would I have been?
Yeah, well, you clearly survived it all because you're here talking to us. So that's a good sign.
That's awesome.
There you go.
Well, listen, Paulina, best of luck to you. We're going to check this out tonight, 9 o'clock, the debut on Discovery Channel, the new series Man versus Bear. Good luck to you. It was a pleasure
good
talking
luck.
To you.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Should be a good time. Can't wait.
All right. Appreciate it. Good luck. Thanks. All right. Wow. Very enjoyable conversation. Still can't...
I'd like to ask her how much she's getting paid.
Oh!
Damn it.
Get her back. Get her back on.
We'll find out.
Well, we did learn it's not her full-time job. We're taking on bears.
But you do have to take some time off of work. She's a therapist for the NHL, NFL, and UFC athletes over the last few years.
Yeah. Man. All right. Man versus bear.
My goodness.
Tonight, 9 o'clock. I'm going to check that out.
The animal bear.
Yeah.
Right. A clarification from the other kind of bear, which was a whole other segment.
Because man versus the other kind of bear, not on cable.
Right.
Well, you have to pay extra for that cotton.
And if you want to know what we're talking about, go back
and
to
listen
our
to
podcast at 993ESPN.com. The 4 o'clock hour is like no other. It's not up yet, but it will be shortly.
It'll be up in about 10 minutes.
Okay. All right. Very good.
Oh, my goodness.
What a day. Today was an eclectic, unusual, and strange day with a lot of stuff, but I did enjoy talking to Paulina for sure. That was good. All right. I think we've done enough damage today.
We're going strong here. Finishing strong. Down the stretch we come.
Don't forget our texture party coming up on the 21st. That is a Saturday from 2 to 4. It is at Lansdowne Street in Bonita Springs. That is information we released this week. You need to get yourself an invitation on the text line. You know what the text line's about because that's how you're involved. Text to the number 239-337-3776. That's our number. 239-337-3776.
Bring whoever you want.
Plus one, plus 10. We don't care. You're all invited.
Come on out.
But you got to text in the word Lansdowne. Just that word. Singular word. Mm-hmm. And you'll get the kickback invitation. That's Lansdowne. Lansdowne. That's how you get your invite. Do it now.
Awesome. Quickly, Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri showed up on the injury report today with a knee problem, was limited. The Colts claimed Chase McLaughlin on waivers from the 49ers.
Could be the end of Vinatieri's career. Maybe. Right there because
former Eagle wide receiver Matt Collins, now Dolphins. A Miami Dolphin as well. Exactly. Just want to clean everything.
Yeah.
And guys, can you let me know what my texter name is? It looks like I need it for the text party. You are called So You Look Like Springsteen. I don't know why. I can't remember. Well, that is your texter name from something
so
that happened
look
in the
like
past.
Springsteen.
Exactly.
I'm so excited for this texture party.
We're going to shut this place down.
It's my anniversary. I'm more excited for the texture party than the anniversary.
This is a big one, right? Divisible by 5 for you? Is this your 5th? Oh, he's doing math in his
head. No, 6th.
Oh, okay, then you're fine. Oh, so the one you forgot last year was the big 5.
Wait. No, I forgot 2 years ago. I didn't forget last year.
So this is... Okay.
Wait, did I forget last year?
No.
It was 2 years ago.
Because our listeners reminded you
last year. It was 2 years ago. Yeah.
And now we're reminding you this year.
Right.
So you're up to 6? Good God Almighty.
Yeah,
Chris.
I think so. I'm pretty confident it's 6.
All I say.
You bleed together.
As long as it's not divisible by 5 or 10, it's not that big of a deal.
Well, if it's divisible by 5, 10 is covered. But
sometimes.
There.
Sometimes. Sometimes. All right. That'll do it. We'll be right back. What you got is next. Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got is brought to you by Twin Peaks. Head on down there tonight. Watch some great college and NBA basketball tonight. Get your favorite beverage, an ice cold beer perhaps, some barbecue, ribs, whatever the case that you like. They have it. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. On this day in 1980, Led Zeppelin disbanded. Oh, my.
Whoa.
In 1996, the Orlando Magic tied an NBA record for the fewest points since the inception of the 24-second shot clock, losing to the Cleveland Cavaliers 84-57. Which Fratello, the head coach of Cleveland, too, he liked low-scoring games, mm-hmm. too. Liked to grind it out. At 1997, the NBA suspended former Golden State Warriors guard Latrell Sprewell for 1 year for attacking and choking coach P.J. Carlissimo. Happy birthday to Jay-Z, 1969. 1964, Marissa Tomei. How about that?
Nice.
Oscar winner.
Awesome.
Also on Seinfeld.
Love him.
Jeff Bridges, born in 1949. Pete Shepard, what you got?
Bad news for Johnny Manziel. He and Bray have made it official. They're breaking up, filed for divorce.
Oh, I thought those two kids had a chance.
You know, it was coming for months. Bray and Johnny initially broke up earlier this year after only a year of marriage. Is this the girl that Brent Musburger was, you know, remember? He's like, oh my God, imagine. Remember
no,
that?
No, it was not Pete Shepard. That would be AJ McCarron's wife.
Oh, AJ
McCarron.
Okay. Yeah, okay. AJ McCarron's wife. Yeah.
Something.
Chris is right.
I forget. I get my hot babes mixed up in a college game. Bray filed documents this morning in L.A., which starts the process of officially ending the marriage. 2012 Heisman Trophy winner and Bray started dating in 2016, got married shortly after. Quarterback previously credited Bray with saving his life while he worked to beat off-the-field demons.
Yeah.
Didn't well, really work out, did that, it?
That's a shame. She'll upgrade and find somebody else.
Upgrade. Not from Johnny Football.
Johnny Football?
You only go down from there.
I don't know. Chris, what you got? You got a Stone Cold 500 pick of the night?
Okay. Stone Cold pick of the night. Was a loser last night, and but it was a good loss because I wasn't even close. Those hurt less than the backdoor covers.
You know what? I'm with you on
that. I agree.
If I'm going to lose money... Sorry.
That's it.
If I'm going to lose units, just let me lose at the beginning of the game so I don't have to stay up until 12:30.
Me too. Same with me in Michigan. It's over in 3 minutes.
It's done. It's dusted. You wipe your hand and you say, you know what? There's always tomorrow.
Yeah.
But tomorrow is today.
It's a new day.
How about that?
All right.
I feel like Annie the orphan.
Oh, so you like Springsteen,
Tomorrow.
He says, so you like Springsteen
tomorrow.
Is his name because... it's a question he's asked all the time when he tells folks down here he's from New Jersey. I remember sharing that with you guys. Thankfully,
oh,
I don't look like him. Thanks for the laugh, though. Yeah, so you like Springsteen. Should have put a question mark on that. All right, very good.
So my pick tonight is the Magic +2 against the Suns.
The Suns have really kind of tapered down a little bit.
Yeah, but the Magic are awful as well.
I'm staying away from that game, Chris.
I'm going to go with Ferris Bueller. I'm taking the day off.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. I made my three-team parlay today.
I got four games of interest tonight.
I got my three-team parlay. I'm good for the night.
I've got a firm rule. When you win an afternoon parlay, you have to play in the evening.
No.
Don't play with all of it.
You got to let it ride.
No, but you got to let it ride. You're clearly hot. You just went 3-0.
I might throw
let it happen.
5 units on something.
Yeah, I mean, that's all I'm talking about.
I'm
going to
bet
you
at about 7 o'clock, you're going to be flipping through your phone. You're going to go, let me put some Skittles down. It's going to happen.
It's science.
Science.
We've got Spain and Company coming up at the top of the hour. Their lead story will be...
We haven't played this game in a while. You're
what
right.
What will it be? I don't think it's going to be football. That's something with football.
James Harden basket from last night.
I think so also.
Could be.
Something we have not really hit on today.
I don't know.
Cam Newton surgery?
But after we know the basket should have counted, we know.
Maybe Cam Newton surgery.
Yeah, we know that the basket should have counted, and we know the referees have channeled the NFL referees.
Exactly. All referees stink.
And we got what coming up tonight?
Rotary Lee County High School Football All-Star Game. Starts at 6:30.
I think a lot of D1 talent.
An awful lot of D1 talent on the field.
Nice.
Went to this game 1 year. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. Yeah, the kids do a good job. Coaches do a good job as well.
Did you see newly engaged guy?
What'd he say? I just turned off my text machine.
Newly single guy, no!
It says, can I be newly single guy?
They broke up?
Hashtag new house on the beach?
No! Oh, yeah, he kept the house on the beach.
Oh, my gosh.
He got tired of the commute.
This is the guy that watched The Bachelor Party.
We're
going to
leave this tomorrow. For Chris. I'm Pete Sherman. I'm Craig Sheeman. I'm awesome. God bless America.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.